GoPro Hero 7 Silver Review 2022. Best choice for you.
The new GoPro Hero 7 Silver camera is available in various colors, depending on your preference. The camera has a 12 megapixels lens, which gives it excellent video quality, especially when shooting at 1080p. This new Hero 7 Silver has many new modes, including Quick Story mode, which creates movies with music and edits them into highlight reels. This is the latest version of the great Hero 7 camera that GoPro has released.
In this blog, we will cover the GoPro Hero 7 Silver. GoPro Hero 7 Silver Review. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ajuzjoyuch. Pros. It is simple to use, strong construction and waterproofing right out of the box. WDR balances high contrast well, pleasing 4K video quality. Cons. Sometimes LCD may not respond to commands, the camera won't respond to voice commands, capture limits, images make it easy to see artifacts. Design.
The design of GoPro has not changed much since 2016, Hero 5. These cameras are as easily recognizable and identifiable as an iPhone. Why change an iconic design? The GoPro Hero 7 Silver is a small but sturdy plastic block. It was designed for mounting. It requires very little space and can be attached to almost any object with the correct adapter.
Of course, not all of these items are included in the box. The GoPro Hero 7 Silver comes with a mounting housing as well as a few adhesive mount pads. While accessories can cost a lot, most people are happy with just one or two. The most important exterior hardware feature on the Hero 7 Black is the GoPro Hero 7 Silver. It's waterproof to 10 meters, 10 ATM. This camera can be used for snorkeling without the need to have separate housing. GoPro also makes a super suitcase for diving, which increases the depth resistance to 60 meters. GoPro accessories are available in first and third-party versions, making them a great choice over an action cam option.
The Hero 7 Silver's first feature that is missing is a front screen. This screen can be seen on the Hero 7 Black. Instead, the Hero 7 Silver has an LED light that lights up when the camera is operating. The black screen provides additional data that can be useful if you are shooting solo. Its absence is unlikely to cause any problems for cyclists or anyone who plans to attach one to a dog.
The Hero 7 Silver is not designed for long video vlogs due to its lack of a non-removable lithium battery. The device can be charged via USB-C, just like a smartphone. A hot swappable, rechargeable battery is necessary if you're serious about taking action cam footage.
The Hero 7 Silver's battery can last for approximately 2 hours straight. However, you won't get as much footage on the micro SD card when you take shorter clips throughout the day. It drains power every second that the rear color display is illuminated.
A sealed-in battery is likely to make water resistance easier. It also means that there are fewer rubber-sealed mechanisms. GoPro can also encourage true enthusiasts to upgrade to a higher-end model. Image quality. 15 FPS burst shooting 10 megapixels images with wide dynamic range, WDR. Uses Quick Stories app. The GoPro Hero 7 Silver has very limited controls for image capture, other than the timer and burst settings. The LCD can be used to adjust the exposure. You can also use the touch zoom function, which zooms in on the scene.
WDR kicks in when necessary, and you can clearly see how it attempts to balance more difficult scenes. Scenes with moderately high contrast are well exposed. It's nice to see a lot of highlights retained. High contrast shots are also better than expected, but you need to be careful about exposure and adjust for it if necessary.
High frequency areas have fine details, while close-up subjects are good. However, artifacts can be found in flatter areas like pavements, skies, and so forth. Touch zoom allows you to zoom in to 10 megapixels, which is more problematic. This feature, however, is the best way to capture images that aren't subject to fisheye distortion. It is ideal for large scenes but not for straight lines or edges. The detail is excellent in 4K footage. Artifacts are minimized and motion captured with pleasing fluidity when the camera remains relatively static is captured with great detail. The sound quality is excellent, with no obvious bias to the bass or treble. Although the stabilization system does a good job keeping things stable as you move with your camera, you will occasionally see dropped frames and alternating exposures. It is easy to see the difference between this stabilization system and the hyper-smooth feature in the black model. If you are likely to be traveling across bumpier terrain with any frequency, you might want to save your pennies for that model. Time-lapse is a great feature. You can choose to record this at 4K or lower resolution using the touch zoom feature. The footage will show slight bumps and movements of the camera mounted on it, but if the camera is moving in a smooth environment, these are not a problem. Interface and usability. You can see that the GoPro Hero 7 Silver is more for hobbyists than serious videographers. The interface is very similar to the white version, with only a handful of options. Although there's not much jargon, you have limited control. Before you dive into the settings menu, you can choose from 4K or 1080p, 4:3 aspect, photo, video, or time-lapse. The Silver may be a bit too simple for those who choose this over the Hero 7 Black they truly want. It keeps it simple, however. It shows what the Silver is really, a GoPro Hero 7 White equipped with 4K video capture. The interface can feel slow, just like the cheaper model. The interface can feel slow and sluggish at times. This is despite having a great phone. The DJI Osmo Action doesn't suffer from this. Nevertheless, Hero 7 Silver's operation is easy to learn. The GoPro Hero 7 Silver turns on instantly when you press the shutter button. If you are looking to capture sporadic moments of action, this is the way you will use it. It can also be operated via voice commands or via an app on your mobile device. However, the voice prompts are not available from standby as in the GoPro Hero 7 Black.
These are not the places for advanced frills. However, if you are looking for an action camera to capture occasional moments of joy, they may not be present.
Video, and other features. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=jmhvdv11sio. Just like the Hero 7 White, the GoPro Hero 7 Silver offers a resolution of 10 megapixels. The big difference is the 4K video capture. Two important questions about image quality are: is 4K enough to add enough detail? How does it compare with the Hero 7 Black's 4K footage? The GoPro Hero 7 Silver's 4K mode produces significantly more detail than 1080p, 1440p. Full HD footage looks like it was shot with pixel binning. The sensor quality is more important than the pixel count. The character changes in 4K mode, which likely uses just about the full resolution of the sensor when stabilization-related cropping is considered. 4K video may have lower contrast to preserve mid-tone detail. Importantly, fine details can appear blurred or dithered, which can make some finely knit textures look like mush. This is a sign that GoPro Hero 7 Silver's sensor has been stretched by 4K video. It is important that I dig down to the pixel level to see this. Not necessarily on one level. The 4K footage of the GoPro Hero 7 Silver looks amazing in daylight. This is a significant upgrade to White's 1080p. It will be compared to the Hero 7 Black's 4K footage, and you will quickly see that not all 4K footage is equal. The Black has a significantly better dynamic range, contrast, and sharpness. Even at 1x, Black's video is more vibrant, punchier, and brighter. This is due to the Black's cooler color temperature. The main point is that the Silver does not match the Black in the video. Similar to the GoPro Hero 7 White, stabilization works similarly. It works by using software-based techniques to smoothen bumps during running, walking, or cycling. It still displays some of the same geometric distortions as the white at the lower end. It's not surprising, as they probably use the exact same techniques. The sound is also recorded via a 2-microphone setup, rather than the 3 of the premium model's 3 microphones. However, there is no image stabilization functionality and we don't have the full 3-axis hyper-smooth anti-shake functionality like its Black counterparts.
The hyper-smooth stabilization system on the higher-end GoPro Hero 7 Black does a better job. The GoPro Hero 7 Silver, despite 4K resolution, is closer to the white than the black. The sound quality is excellent, just like the white. It has dual microphones to reduce wind noise and a substantial weight.
There are a few extras on the Silver, however. GPS allows you to tag your photos and videos with location information, as well as WDR. This is similar to the HDR mode for smartphones and a way to increase dynamic range in still images. The quality of stills is excellent. Although you can get good quality stills with a GoPro, it seems like a bad idea to buy a GoPro just for stills. Two other modes are available, time-lapse or slow-mo. The time-lapse mode creates dynamic, sped-up videos that look great and add drama to your projects. Slow-mo isn't impressive, however. This speed, which is only 60 FPS at most, isn't considered to be slow-mo. It's more likely that it will be used to upload 60 FPS video onto YouTube. Full HD is supported, but 4K can only be uploaded at 30 FPS. The Silver Edition, like the Black model, offers voice control. However, while this can be used to disable the camera, it can actually be used to activate it. This option is only available for the GoPro Hero 7 Black, which is the most expensive model in the GoPro Hero 7 range. Why buy the GoPro Hero 7 Silver? The GoPro Hero 7 Silver action camera is solid and includes a 4K capture, which is missing from the Hero 7 White. The video quality and stabilization are excellent, but it's not the Hero 7 Black without a few extras. It's a Hero 7 White, with GPS, enhanced photo mode, and 4K.
It's not a bad thing. The GoPro Hero 7 Silver can be very simple to use. For moderately serious film making or use on large screens, the Hero 7 Black and DJI Osmo action cameras are better.
Conclusion. The Silver is not a Hero 7 Black, but it does have some features that make it a Hero 7 Black. However, Silver's 4K video isn't quite as impressive as GoPro's flagship. It's more like the Hero 7 White, which can shoot a 4K video. The interface is simple and minimalist, and it also has GPS and enhanced photo modes. Although it's a solid point-and-shoot action camera, the Hero 7 Black and DJI Osmo Action are more affordable. Please share this post if you found it helpful so that others might see its contents as well. Thank you for reading.